Many workplaces are recognizing the fact that employees may need a nap to maintain high levels of productivity while at work. Now, accordingly, some have gone to the effort and expense of providing napping or quiet rooms. Now, these rooms can be soundproofed and are outfitted with elaborate napping pods and light and sound systems that encourage relaxation and dozing. Though these are great, they are only helpful when employees are centralized in one location. There are also other options that do not require all the trouble and expense associated with these rooms. One could simply identify a windowless room and equip it with a comfortable recliner chair and perhaps a nap in progress sign for the door. Because of their simplicity and minimal cost, these spaces could be provided throughout a workplace. I'm a fan of simplicity, so I often suggest keeping a yoga mat and a small pillow in your office. When you feel the need for a refreshing nap, simply roll out the nap and darken the room, and you're ready to go. Now, regardless of what approach you choose for napping spaces, it is vital that you have a napping policy in place first. And I'll outline what this policy should be in another episode. If you found value in this message, please share it and submit a review so that I can help others sleep better, feel better, and work better.